Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia man is on trial in Montgomery County, charged with murder in December's deadly home invasion in Lower Marion. Prosecutors say while the 27-year-old wasn't in the home that night, he was the one who set the fatal burglary in motion. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Prosecutor Brianna Ringwood told jurors during opening statements that under the law, Jeremy Fuentes is guilty of second-degree murder, even if he wasn't at the Meredith Road home on December 8th, when 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio was shot and killed and his mother paralyzed, because Ringwood says Fuentes has agreed to and helped plan the burglary that resulted in the murder. Ringwood says just days before that killing, Fuentes went to a home in Bucks County to give a quote as part of his job at Junk Luggers in Willow Grove. She says when Fuentes saw a large gun safe in the basement, he called his co-worker Charles Fulforth. Ringwood says Fuentes and Fulforth were part of a gun trafficking ring, and Fuentes saw an opportunity to make money. Fulforth and Kelvin Roberts confused the address and ended up at the Gaudios' home in Lower Marion. They were both convicted of first-degree murder in July. Second-degree murder also carries a mandatory life sentence, but Fuentes' lawyer told jurors there's no evidence showing Fuentes agreed to, helped plan, or even knew about the home invasion until several days later. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two men are in custody after taking Pennsylvania State Police on a brief chase on I-95 in Delaware County over the weekend. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, a pair of troopers were injured.
Authorities say early Saturday around 1:30 in the morning, state police tried to pull over a red Subaru in Tinicum Township southbound on I-95. At first, they say the driver stopped, but once troopers got out of the car, they say he took off. Other officers laid down spike strips a few miles away, which they say worked, but the driver kept going for another half a mile before crashing into a state police car. That's when troopers took the men into custody and the two injured officers were taken to the hospital, treated and released. Officials say the driver was Claren Thomas and the passenger was Myron Bell, and that they found two guns inside the Subaru. One, they say, had a switch attached, making it automatic. Thomas now faces more than three dozen charges, including aggravated assault, fleeing from police, and firearm offenses. His passenger, Bell, faces conspiracy and firearm offenses. Both remain behind bars, not yet able to post bail. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A federal judge, for now, has blocked the Trump administration from denying enrollment to children of undocumented immigrants and the head of the START Pre-K program for low-income families. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on this.
The ruling from a federal appeals court is likely to be appealed by the Trump administration, and the matter could eventually wind up at the U.S. Supreme Court. Head Start provides free pre-K to 3- and 4-year-olds from low-income families. Isaac Dorsey is the Head Start director at the Children's Home Society of New Jersey. He says when Congress created the Head Start program, the only eligibility requirements were income and age-based, not immigration status.
It shouldn't be a problem for them, but if this whole issue related to immigration has caused a chilling effect on all immigrant families.
Dorsey says he's spoken to some people who are afraid to get picked up by ICE, so they're rarely leaving their house these days.
We have to at least follow our better angels, right, in terms of how we treat people.
The Trump administration has argued that free pre-K provided by Head Start is a form of welfare and that they're trying to stop undocumented immigrants from receiving those benefits to disincentivize further illegal immigration. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In sports, with a thrilling late-night win in L.A., the Phillies are 2025 NL East champions. It's their second consecutive division title. Now the Phillies' magic number to clinch a first-round bye is at 7, and they're a game and a half behind the Brewers for the best record in the league. KYW's Justin Udo caught up with some fans who are geared up for another postseason push.
Now, like a lot of other fans, Steve Buckley, who was hoping to get some new gear from the team's store at the stadium, has his sights set on the future.
Let's catch the Brewers. Let's get home field advantage. And I think we could take it from there. But I think we're going to have a good outing for the playoffs.
Buckley says he's already looking forward to some of his favorite playoff traditions.
So we'll come up with a bunch of people. Usually we'll park over here in S lot and just tailgate and have a good time.
He says it's hard to beat the Phillies playoff atmosphere, which is quickly becoming a reoccurring theme.
It's awesome. I have Sunday tickets up here and it's just electrifying.
Buckley says when the Phillies are working to finish strong and the Eagles start to take flight, you could not ask for a better place to be as a sports fan than Philadelphia. In front of the ballpark, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.